Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. On today's program, we're going to be listening to some excerpts from a concert by the Seattle Jazz Ed New Works Ensemble, directed by Wayne Horvitz. This concert was part of the Art of Jazz series presented on the second Thursday of each month by Earshot Jazz at the Seattle Art Museum. The Seattle Jazz Ed New Works Ensemble is described on the website as organizing skilled and proficient young players into a group that explores boundaries of jazz and welcomes instrumentation not traditionally part of jazz performances. In other words, it's not your standard big band playing swing arrangements. It is more contemporary in form and sometimes includes instruments unusual to jazz or less frequently encountered in jazz. In this case, I guess the most unusual instrument for jazz included in this ensemble was an oboist. The music ranged from early bebop up through more contemporary compositions, as a matter of fact, one piece by Wayne Horvitz, with which we'll begin this program, and also music of Wayne Shorter and Thelonious Monk and others as well. This composition by Wayne Horvitz is titled FYI, and here it is, performed by the Seattle Jazz Ed New Works Ensemble, directed by Wayne Horvitz, at the Seattle Art Museum. We'll be right back.
Thank you. We're now going to do a composition by Thelonious Monk entitled Epistrophe. Monk had a lot of interesting titles, and I know the meaning of most. I actually have no idea. Anyone know what epistrophe means? I thought Seattle was a college-educated town.
Thank you.
That's an arrangement of the classic Thelonious Monk composition Epistrophe, played by the Seattle Jazz Ed New Works Ensemble, directed by Wayne Horvitz. We're hearing highlights from a concert of theirs in the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum, coming to you today on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Once again, here is the director of the New Works Ensemble, Wayne Horvitz, to tell us about the next tune.
This was a tune that was actually commissioned. I was commissioned to write it for a project of mine, Zony Mash Plus Horns, by a friend of mine. And I had a working title, and then it was a Kickstarter campaign, and you could get, you know, the digital downloads for $10, and you could get the CD with a signature and a poster for $30, and all those kinds of things you do on Kickstarter campaigns. And for an unconscionable amount of money, you could commission me to write a new piece. And I only got one of them, and I did. And so at the end, I had a title, and he said he would like it to be entitled Kinnikinick, which is a... Flower. It's a flower from Alaska, that's all I know. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It was a piece called Kinnikinnick, which was composed by Wayne Horvitz, who directed the Seattle Jazz Ed New Works Ensemble in this concert at the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum on March 12th. An earlier commitment caused Wayne Horvitz to have to abandon the scene after the first set. However, he turned it over to Sam Anschel, the young alto saxophonist who is a member of the ensemble, to lead some more open jam session kind of tunes in the second part of the afternoon. And we'll hear one of those pieces now. This is another Thelonious Monk composition played by the ensemble, the Seattle Jazz Ed Ensemble, in a more informal setting, less arranged. This is their version of Blue Monk. That's the Seattle Jazz Ed New Works Ensemble in an informal setting there in the second part of the concert from the Seattle Art Museum's Art of Jazz series. They were playing Thelonious Monk's Blue Monk, directed by Sam Anshaw, the alto saxophonist in this second part of the program. Our thanks to the young musicians for taking part in our series on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. I'm Jim Wilkie. If you'd like to know more about the activities of Seattle Jazz Ed and what they're doing for jazz education, be sure to see their website at seattlejazzed.org. Incidentally, last Monday night at the Golden Ear Awards presented by Earshot, the executive director of Seattle Jazz Ed, Laurie DeCook, was presented with a special Jazz Ed Award. Other awards for the Northwest Recording of the Year to Chemical Clock for their album Bad Habitat. Sequoia won the Acoustic Jazz Ensemble of 2014, and the Northwest Alternative Jazz Group for the year was Industrial Revelation. The Northwest Jazz Instrumentalist of the Year award went to bass player Evan Flory Barnes, and the Emerging Artist of the Year was another bass player, Carmen Rothwell. Greta Matassa was Northwest Vocalist of the Year, and the Northwest Concert of the Year was the Table and Chairs Showcase at the Ballard Jazz Walk last April. That showcase featured Net Cat, Cavity Fang, Japanese Guy, King Tears, Bat Trip in that showcase. And there were two nominations for the Seattle Jazz Hall of Fame. The two new members of the Seattle Jazz Hall of Fame are saxophonist Amy Denio and singer Greta Matassa. That was Monday night at the Royal Room for the Earshot Golden Ear Awards. Also, I would like to mention a few things coming up on the jazz calendar at the Royal Room on Monday night. The Royal Room Collective will be performing. Jason Parker Quartet has a CD release party at Tula's. Singer Renee Marie with Don Clement on piano will be at the Poncho Theater at Cornish College on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. Rich Pellegrin Quintet has a CD release party at Tula's on Wednesday. And the great guitars, Bucky Pizzarelli, John Pisano, and Mundell Lowe, open a four-night run at Jazz Alley on Thursday night. Toby Stone's Texture Band and Thomas Marriott Quartet with Oren Evans kick off a series of performances. They'll be together on Thursday night at the Royal Room. And the Marriott Quartet also plays at Boxley's in North Bend on Friday night and Saturday at the Vashon Community Arts Center. Toby Stone's Texture Band plays a tribute to Burt Wilson at the Black Box Theater in Olympia on Friday night. Mark Seal's Quartet will be at Tula's on Saturday. And Bernie Jacobs' Quartet plays a new jazz series on the East Side on the fourth Saturday of each month at the Waving Tree Winery in Kirkland on Saturday night. More info at the KPLU Jazz Calendar and also at earshot.org. We're going to continue here with a newly issued recording of a performance by Ernestine Anderson from broadcast I was producing in 1962 from the Penthouse in Seattle. The newly issued recording just out on the High Note label is called Ernestine Anderson Swings the Penthouse. And here's the veteran Seattle singer, backed by Dick Palombi at the piano, Chuck Metcalf on bass, and Bill Richardson on drums. And we'll hear a couple of tunes on Green Dolphin Street and Time After Time, Ernestine Anderson.
Kiss the ground on Green Dolphin. live in my heart. When I recall the love I found on, I could kiss the ground on Green Dolphin Street, Green Dolphin Street.
That was Ernestine Anderson from a newly issued recording from some live broadcast I produced back in 1962 in Seattle at a place called the Penthouse, which was located down at the corner of First and Cherry in the Pioneer Square area. Ernestine Anderson singing a couple of songs here on Green Dolphin Street and Time After Time with a group that was, I think, went by the name of the Subtle Tones at the time. It was Dick Palombi on piano, Chuck Metcalf on bass, and Bill Richardson on drums, from a newly issued album on High Note called Ernestine Anderson Swings the Penthouse from 1962. Nice to hear that again, and what a fresh young voice, too, in 62. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU, and next is another newly issued recording, but this is a brand new recording. It's by trumpet player Jason Parker, who has a CD release party coming up on Monday night at Tulis. His new CD is titled Homegrown, and he here also has a nod to a number of other Seattle composers and musicians, people like Cynthia Mullis and Thomas Marriott and Hadley Kallman, Mark Seals, in addition to original compositions by Jason Parker and his pianist Josh Rawlings. Special guest Cynthia Mullis on tenor sax, with Evan Flory Barnes on bass and Devon Lewis on drums. Here is a Josh Rawlings composition. This is called Snickerdoodle Fritz.
1, 2, 3. Thank you.
That's a tune titled Turning to Spring, and it was composed by Tom Collier, who was heard here playing both vibes and drums, as well as synthesizer bass. Turning to Spring is a tune that was written back in the 70s by Tom Collier, and he's recorded it before, and it appears in his new album, his solo album, titled Alone in the Studio, where he plays all the parts. Tom Collier and Turning to Spring from his new Origin CD. And a new one from trumpet player Jason Parker, the Jason Parker Quartet from the new album Homegrown. And he was joined there by special guest Cynthia Mullis on tenor sax, with Josh Rawlings at the piano and composer of the tune. Evan Flory Barnes was on bass and Devon Lewis on drums. That was Snickerdoodle Fritz by Josh Rawlings, played by the Jason Parker Quartet plus Cynthia Mullis. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Oh, and a reminder again that the Jason Parker Quartet plays on Monday night for a CD release party at Tula's, and Thomas Marriott Quartet, who we'll be listening to next, has a series of upcoming performances starting on Thursday at the Royal Room, and then also on Friday at Boxley's in North Bend, and on Saturday at the Vashon Community Arts Center on Vashon Island. This is the Thomas Marriott Quartet with Orrin Evans on piano, who's going to be with him in this upcoming series of dates. Eric Rivas is on bass and Donald Edwards on drums. And a piece from Thomas's latest CD titled Urban Folklore, Thomas Marriott on trumpet, and a tune about the team that gets beat by the Harlem Globetrotters every game. This is the Washington Generals, Thomas Marriott. That's a tune from Thomas Marriott Quartet, which is playing a series of three performances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday around the area. We heard Thomas Marriott on trumpet and Orrin Evans at the piano, with Eric Rivas on bass and Donald Edwards on drums. Music from the CD Urban Folklore. That was a piece called Washington Generals. Wrapping up our Jazz Northwest for today, I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.